All right, welcome to Leading Off in the Low Country with Lillian and Matt. I am Lillian Starr and joined always by the voice of the River Dogs, Matt Dean. And it's been a few days since I've seen you. We had an all-star break for the South Atlantic League, and pretty soon we're going to talk about the all-star break for the major league players. Also, the hottest and maybe the coldest, I'm not quite sure, teams in baseball at the moment. And of course, we'll talk about the big news for the River Dogs. But first, I want to talk to you because it is literally around the corner. Voting will end tomorrow, and it is for the Major League All-Star ballot. You told me how you voted, and I'm going to tell you how I voted, and I know we'll probably have another argument because you vote definitely by ability, and I am a true fan of baseball, and I vote by popularity. I am one of those that will say vote orange because go O's, that's what I vote for. But I did take to heart your lecture, and I did vote this time. I voted 5 ballots this way. The others were vote orange. But I will tell you my AL and NL lineups for the All-Star game. And, of course, half of it's based on love of the game as a fan, and the other one is almost based on ability. And I'll start with the AL because that's closer to my heart.
I mean, that's all right if like a deciding factor is just because it's a fan of your team. I mean, if it's kind of a toss up between a couple of guys, I mean, I'm going to go for the guy that plays for the Brewers.
Okay,
or,
fair enough.
Somebody that maybe used to play for the River Dogs or something like that.
Your lecture was a little more stern, but we'll go on. So
we'll see.
Okay, after I read my list. Yeah. Here we go. AL, catcher. Of course, I went with Matt Wieters, but he's doing very well right now. And a big surprise for me, my first baseman, believe it or not, is Eric Hosmer. I have my second baseman, Robinson Pinot.
Mine are all different so far.
You might agree with here. Third base, I got Manny Machado.
Yeah, well,
okay, come on.
I knew that was where it was going to...
Shortstop, and I went against my heart. I went for Xander Bogaerts of the Red Sox. Outfield, you might be slightly surprised. I took Mark Trumbo because he's having a stellar year. Also, Jackie Bradley Jr. because he started off really, really well. And you'll be surprised, I actually picked outfielder for the Texas Rangers, Ian Desmond. He is my...
So you don't have Mike Trout in your outfield.
Well,
you don't have the consensus best player in the game of baseball.
I did not. And I'll tell you why. And like I said, this was my vote for 5 of my ballots. Of my 35. My other 30 had Mike Trout and Adam Jones.
You have to have Mike Trout.
I have Mike Trout and Adam Jones in 30 of my ballots. And, of course, my DH is David Ortiz. Even though I'm not a big Red Sox fan, he's having a stellar year as well. For my National League catcher, I have Wilson Ramos of the Nationals. He's also having a great year. And this one is more of a personal favorite. Paul Goldschmidt of the Diamondbacks. Of course, he's having not favoritism, but it is for me. But he's actually doing really well as well. Daniel Murphy of the Washington Nationals. Nolan Arenado. Corey Seager, because I really like him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Harper. Sterling Marte of the Pirates. And Marcell Ozuna, because I just like him. Now, of course, for my 5 ballots, and then, of course, for my other 30, for my outfielder, because I'm a huge fan of Andrew McCutchen and Carlos Gonzalez. So those are actually what I voted for my big stuff. So I was hoping not to get lectured too much. except for I didn't expect you to lecture me about Mike Trout.
No, not... Well, you got to put Mike Trout. I mean...
5-tool player, I know.
I mean, I filled out my ballot a couple of weeks ago, so, I mean, I have a couple of outfielders that probably don't deserve to be in the fold anymore. And, I mean, outfield's so tricky. I mean, a lot can change in 2 weeks because there's so many good hitting outfielders.
Agreed.
So, probably like my third outfielder that I have on each team probably, you know, shouldn't be voting for them anymore because I filled this thing out like 2 or 3 weeks ago and when I last did this. But, I got some similarities between yours. I mean, I got Jackie Bradley Jr., Xander Bogaerts. I have Machado. My right side of my AL infield is a little different. I got Miguel Cabrera, Jose Altuve. I think Altuve should be the second baseman. And Cabrera had good numbers a few weeks ago. I mean, there's a lot of good hitting first baseman, though. I'm not just voting for Cabrera because...
And don't get me wrong. My first baseman for all my other ballots was Chris Davis, of course.
Okay.
to be fair,
and I didn't think it was even close. Like Salvador Perez is the best catcher in the AL. There's not that many good catchers in the American League, and I think Perez is the best. Like offensively, he's pretty good defensively too. So I just think Perez is the best. National League, I mean, I lean towards the Brewers a little bit, but I think that these guys actually are deserving. Ryan Braun in the outfield.
Yeah, well, he is.
I put Jonathan Lucroy as the catcher. Okay. I think he actually is having the best offensive season. And he's always very good defensively too. I pretty much had a similar outfield to you. I mean, NL team to you. I mean, Murphy, Goldschmidt, Seager, Arenado, and then Bryce Harper. And then, like I said, I'm not even going to mention the third outfielder I picked because, it was close. I mean, when you get down to the third outfielder in AL, I mean, the ballot for either side, that's where I'm not going to argue who your third person is. You should have Trout. You should have Harper. In my opinion, you should have Ryan Braun. Yeah, outside of that, not really a big deal to me.
Fair enough. You have until tomorrow to finish voting. Tomorrow, of course, is the 30th. The reveal will probably come out on Sunday, I believe. So can't wait to see that, see how wrong I am on my ballots. So I was talking to you earlier about hot teams and cold teams in Major League Baseball, and I started off saying how the Cubs were cold, but then all of a sudden they were like 1-6 right before this series that they're playing against Cincinnati. And
that'll get you out of a slump. Playing, yeah. Playing the Reds.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best way to get out of a slump. So, but on Monday night, you have Chris Bryant, who went 5-for-5, not only had 2 doubles, but 3 homers. And then last night, in a marathon 15 inning game, they finally win, but they win with a grand slam at the top of the 15th inning. And the biggest, that's not even the biggest story of that night, is the fact that Joe Maddon decides to put 3 pitchers in the outfield and switch them off during the game because they were lacking in all position players by the time they got to the 13th.
Right, and he used it to situationally bring in pitchers. So I think, yeah, one. So I forget what these 3 different pitchers, but I mean, I remember Strope was the last one, but I can't remember the first 2 guys were, but I mean, he brought in one
Travis
pitcher.
Travis Wood was one.
Yeah, so it was like Wood to face one batter, then he put Wood in left field, brought in another pitcher to face the next batter, and then he brought Wood back in to face the third batter.
Yeah, you're right.
So he kind of used it as like to use, situationally with the left-handers and the right-handers.
And, think about it, so genius because you're like, you're not really taking them out of the game. They're still in the game. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Why? Yeah, it just, I mean, it's cool. They mostly did it because it was in the extra innings.
Yeah.
And I get tired of hearing all the Joe Maddon worship all the time. I mean, it's not, I mean, he's a good manager, but it just gets overhyped. I mean, no one ever talked about Maddon like this when he was on the Rays. Just because he moved to the Cubs now I just get tired of hearing all the hype. I mean, he does a lot of unusual stuff like that. He's not the only guy that, has the pitcher bat, 8th in the order, but he's kind of known for doing unusual stuff like that.
It's okay.
And
Brewers are in the Central, right?
Yeah.
Just check. All right. So.
But anyway, Maddon just didn't get this much love when he was in Tampa. So I get sick of hearing about the Cubs all the time.
Okay.
It's deserving. I just don't want to, it's not all Joe Maddon. The Cubs are just a good team.
I mentioned the Cubs mainly because they were having a cold streak. They had lost, like I said, 6 games out of 7 at one point. They lost a series to Miami, so I was very surprised. They even lost 3 straight to, I can't even remember who swept them. But I brought them up because I thought they were cold. But then, I looked back and I saw that at the beginning of the month, Kansas City, they had lost 8 games or something like that to that effect. And I know Washington lost 11 in a row at one point. They're coming back, and both teams are actually come back to their slight winning ways. But the hottest team in baseball at this moment, as I speak, has got to be. And we will find out who is the hottest team in baseball at the moment in part 2, leading off in the Lowcountry with Lillian and Matt.